Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Denno. Our next episode is about the New York City quake a couple days ago. 4.8, tune in, listen to my theories behind it. Catch you in a minute. Hey everybody, it's Denno. I'm back here. I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Steve Pugh. He's down the road podcasting. The Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. Check it out. DNA. Find it on, I believe, every single source you can. All right, thanks.
Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Denno. We're back here. It's going to be a fun day today. I got Keebler here with me. We're about to spout off again. Say hi, Keebs.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
There we go. So yeah, today, where do we start? I'm going with P. Diddy first.
That's your subject.
That's where it all starts.
It starts with Jesus. Now, and I know you're going to get into some religious stuff here.
But no, I'm just going to point out the coincidences of it.
Okay.
That's all. Nothing crazy.
I'm here to reel you in.
Well, somebody's got to.
Somebody's got to. And I guess I got the short stick this time.
This is the beginning of the new age for Sakitomi.
Oh, Sakitomi's going to step it up a notch.
Oh, God, we got to.
We got some feedback, and we're raring to go.
You guys are out there, and you're bored with us, so let's go. Let's show them what Denno's actually all about.
We're bored with ourselves.
Yeah. I took off my panties. Put on my big boy pants.
There you go.
Yeah.
They were all knotted up.
Watch out. Nobody's going to like Denno in 2024. I'll tell you that for free.
It's a new man.
Heck yeah.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
So they arrested. Oh, they didn't arrest. I apologize. They raided Diddy's homes.
All of them.
Well, two of them in Miami.
Two in Miami. Okay.
Yeah. On the 25th of March. And they went in for sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy thing is, at the same times, there's a barge running into a bridge in Maryland.
Think it was connected?
Oh, no. I think it was smoke and mirrors, to be honest. I'm telling you. They're covering something up. And I'm telling you, it's sex trafficking. No doubt about it. First it was Epstein, and now we're here with Diddy.
Well, you know what? Epstein, I'll give them Epstein. Diddy, I'm not too sure.
Epstein, well, that's why Corona happened.
Really?
Yes. To cover up.
Elaborate.
To cover up Epstein.
Okay.
He ended up dying in jail. And what was it? Justine Maxwell was his
Giselle,
something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's not spelled properly, phonetically it doesn't work.
Giselaine, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to just call her Miss Maxwell.
We'll just call her Maxwell. Maxwell Coffee. Anyway.
You're fired up right now. I've never seen you like this in a long time.
Well, this is going to be a new... We learned a lot in the first season. We learned a lot of what not to do.
So that was pretty much everything.
Yeah, that was it. Well, we got it started, and we had a bunch of listens and downloads.
We have one listener that's loyal.
Yeah, Sammy J.
Sammy J.
Still listening.
Shout out down in Florida.
Yep. So we're changing everything for season two, and this is the beginning of it. This is just a brief preview of what you're going to want to tune in for from here on in.
Oh, this is going to be, this is the new MO right here.
Yep. Yeah. This is the new beginning of the greatest podcast that has ever been created. Seriously. Watch out, Joe Rogan.
Part of it.
Listen here, Pat McAfee. I got your number, and I'm coming for you. I'm gunning. Seriously, not even kidding. But Diddy, them raiding this house, and then all these weird things start happening again.
There's a lot of stuff happening lately.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could go back to at least 9/11, and I'm sure I can go back farther if I actually research more.
Yeah, but you don't do
9/11 was WorldCom Enron.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Building 7 fell.
Yep.
It was imploded. Buildings don't fall like that.
I have to agree with you on that. I think this is the one topic today that we're going to totally agree on.
Well, we're going to stick with Diddy. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
Once they raided his homes, it became news. All of a sudden, barge hits the bridge. And that bridge, let's get started on that bridge. That bridge fell the wrong way. That had to have been cut. Those bridges are engineered to not do that.
I'm not an architect.
And it did. Plus the 8 seconds missing out of the black box on the ship. And
I didn't hear about, but we were talking before the show, and you piqued my interest.
I'm sorry, but there's like 300 yards of open water, and you lose power, which it doesn't seem to lose power. I'm sorry.
Right.
And then you hit the bunker.
Right.
That is really shit's luck. And why are you even a boat captain at that point? Seriously.
I agree.
That's crazy. And then when you watch the bridge fall, the part that... the ship hit. It fell the right way. The right-hand side of it fell completely the wrong way. It should have gone up instead of down.
Up, yeah, up and over, yep.
And that part shouldn't have even fallen anyway, the way it's engineered.
Gotcha.
Strange. Strange.
It is.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we get this earthquake in New York.
I have to admit, I felt it.
Now, does anybody know about P. Diddy anymore?
No, not anymore.
Oh, wow. Tell me more. Tell me more.
We've got more bridges and earthquakes and eclipses, and we're talking about everything, and next thing you know, you're right. He's out of the news.
He's gone. Yep. Nobody knows about him.
Nope.
And no formal charges have been pressed yet. Diddy.
Really?
Yeah, but all we're talking about is the solar eclipse that's coming up, the earthquake, and the ship to hit a bridge.
Exactly.
Let's not talk about P. Diddy, who's sex trafficking, which is a real thing.
That's telling a real crime.
It's a real thing.
Right.
And all these high-end people, politicians, actors, famous people, high-level people are involved in this.
With Diddy?
But with Epstein also.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's dead. They killed him. They totally killed him.
Who's they?
They. The higher people. The people that are trying to kill me right now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to come after me. You watch. They're not going to like what I got to say.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say on the good side of this.
Well, you're supposed to. I'm the bad guy.
Witness protection?
No.
Possible? No, you ain't afraid.
No, I'm just getting hit by a bus.
Nobody scares Ditto.
I guarantee. Ditto gets hit by a bus.
Nobody puts Ditto in the corner.
There aren't even any buses in this town. I'm going to get hit by one. Watch.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
There is a bus schedule coming. I don't know if you saw it. You know, the one that goes through, like, New Britain and that trans line we got there?
Get out of here.
Oh, it's coming to Sellington and Plainville.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Ditto's done.
Yep, it was nice knowing you guys. Thanks for listening. I'm telling you,
please be good.
I'm going to get hit by a bus that doesn't exist yet. That's good. I'm calling it out.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
I can see these things happening.
Not the bus thing. Not the death of you.
I have a gift where I can literally. I'm like Matt Groening.
Okay.
I can see things.
Mr. Simpson's.
I'm getting hit by a bus that doesn't even exist yet.
You have 100% chance of dying after being born.
Oh God, yeah. I hate being born. I do. I hate it. I'm going to sue my parents.
Wow.
I didn't ask to be born.
No, you didn't.
No. That's messed up.
But anyway, back to the earthquake.
No, back to the sex trafficking first.
Wow, you're really into this.
Well, it's a very real thing. And people are turning a blind eye. And they keep doing it because they keep throwing other things at you.
Right.
And
that's called deterrence.
Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
That's right. Yeah. They don't want you to know. I can go through everything and tell you why I haven't.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to get an earful here.
I already told you 9/11, and I already told you Corona was Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
Because there were so many people that were going to be implicated.
That's the coronavirus, if not the corona, the beer.
Well, either one, because that stuff's piss in a bottle. You got to squirt a lemon to any beer, forget you. I'll just wake up in the morning and piss in your own face.
Oh, I'm glad I came here today.
But now Diddy
is
implicated in it. It's alleged.
Okay.
So he hasn't been accused of anything. Epstein was. There were books and an island and all that stuff.
Right, right. They
knew
signatures of guests that have been on his plane, on his island.
Yep.
Correct.
Diddy?
Pictures.
Diddy, not so much.
Right.
I don't know.
I've never seen anything on him.
They haven't released anything at all, because I don't know what they have or what they're trying to build against them. Right. If they're trying to build anything against him, maybe he just didn't do it.
Gotcha.
But the sheer fact that they implicated him on those charges, and the fact that they raided his two homes in Miami, says they had enough to go in and look. What they found, I don't know.
True.
So, he's got no charges as of yet, but then, like I said, the barge, the earthquake, and now the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
It's all stuff to take your eyes away from Diddy.
From Diddy.
Yeah.
You know think so?
Okay. No, I don't think so. I know it.
You know it.
And again, like Building 7, in 9/11, Building 7 housed the SEC and all of the financial records of WorldCom and Enron. And all of a sudden it just fell.
Right.
Did you see the two towers fall?
Yeah.
They did not fall in a clean, easy way.
No.
They had planes that had hit them.
Correct.
And if you look at those videos.
It was up in the higher floors, though.
Yes.
Okay.
And they had... I still don't understand how the metal rods, all the metal rods that were in the center of those two buildings.
Came straight.
Fell down without anyone standing up at all.
Exactly. I agree.
How did that happen?
Those things got to be, I don't know.
If a plane.
20, 30 feet long, some of those.
If a plane can hit a building like that and do that to that building.
Right.
What the hell is an earthquake going to do?
Well, yeah. This is like the first one, supposedly, that we've experienced, personally, and it was only a 4.8. A lot of these other places are getting hit, like, you know, like 8.0s, 7.1s.
What day is it today?
Oh, my God. Here we go. Today is 4.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a 4.8 magnitude earthquake.
Yeah.
And now it's the solar eclipse on 4.8.
On 4.8.
Yeah. I'm not even going to get into the philosophical side of this yet. But there's another one.
You're going to quote the Bible for me?
No, I'm not, because I don't know if everybody out there believes it or not.
Okay.
And honest with you, I don't read the Bible. I don't follow it. No. I just found it kind of crazy.
Just see it in the hotel room every once in a while.
Yeah, and I write, Matt was hearing it. I'm going to take that out. Yeah, I see it in the, I put Detta was here in it.
Detta was here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So you're it's the one.
Well, think about this. What the heck? If we had a 4.8 here in the tri-state region.
True. Correct. Yeah.
And they're expecting bigger ones.
Yeah.
New York City is going to topple.
You would think it would.
They weren't built for earthquakes.
Not this side of the country.
Nope. I'm in construction, and I don't know anything that I've ever had to do.
There's no earthquake for earthquakes, codes, right?
Right.
Right. When you go to the town planner or your inspectors, there's no variance for earthquakes.
And if a plane could bring a building down, what do you think?
I'm thinking an earthquake could really bring buildings down.
I don't even think it was a real earthquake either.
So who shook my house?
I don't know. But it was a queasy, weird feeling. Now.
It was. Yeah.
I got to say, I've never experienced an earthquake before.
Neither have I.
But I didn't feel any shaking.
I did.
I just wanted to throw up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just wanted to puke. I had this uneasy feeling like I had low blood sugar.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yeah, like I had low blood sugar and I wanted to pass out. It was weird. It wasn't like a shaking feeling. It was like almost like something was wrong. Like I was.
Right.
You know.
Well, I've had vertigo before, and that's like a spinning thing. But this, I was watching TV and I could actually feel the couch moving. And my dog actually got up. And they have a different sense than we do.
Oh, absolutely.
For a lot of things.
Yes.
So. And I kind of wondered to myself, I go, was that an earthquake? And then next thing you know it, about a good five minutes later, the phone starts lighting up with earthquake hits northeast. Friends were texting, hey, did you feel that? Was that an earthquake? Blah, blah, blah.
Did anybody else sense that? I was like, did anybody else want to puke? Like, what was this all about?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, that
my personal experiences.
Well, they won't tell you that.
No, because they don't want to be a big, you know.
But
it was.
That earthquake was felt from Washington to Boston.
Yeah. That's a good range.
It was a big range.
I mean, when they have them in California, doesn't the whole state usually feel them? Or
no,
or
not.
It's more centralized area?
Most of the state feels it, but not. It depends on where it is.
Gotcha.
So if it's south, the north won't necessarily feel it.
I'm just trying to visualize how far, like, Washington, D.C. and Boston are. In reference to, like, the state of California. I know it's huge.
I would say that's probably a good, solid, you know, description or example of it.
Gotcha. Like
that's, I would imagine Boston, Washington, D.C. is really about the size of California.
Yeah.
I mean, how long does it take to go from
top to bottom?
Top to bottom of California.
I've never driven it, but I'm sure it's got to be at least.
More than 7 hours?
I would think more than 7 hours.
Because I would imagine that's what it takes. 5 hours from where we are to get to Washington, 2 hours to get to Boston. So it'll be 7 hours. That's what I'm going
roughly. On. Okay. Yeah.
So
it's a good analogy.
Yeah. I do my best.
Yeah, we try. We try here.
Even though I'm pissed.
At Sacatumi.
Yeah. The entire New York City, the Northeast sits on the oldest bedrock. This part of the country sits on the oldest bedrock in the world.
In the world.
Yes.
Okay.
And it hasn't moved at all, which can only mean one thing. We're going to get a big one. We're going to get a whopper.
One of these days, I would imagine
we are going to get a whopper.
There are fault lines in the Northeast.
Oh, yeah.
But like you said.
There's a lot of them.
There's quite a few.
Yeah. This one was like Cameron's Line.
That's what it was called?
Cameron's Line. Yeah.
Gotcha. Who's Cameron?
His name was Eugene Cameron, I believe.
Okay.
And he discovered it in the 50s, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But yeah, he discovered it, and it just sat there. You know what we have up here that nobody knows?
What's that?
Volcanoes.
You're really...
They're dormant.
Okay.
But they were some of the most volatile volcanoes.
Really?
Yeah, when they were active. But they've been dormant for hundreds of thousands of years.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah. It's It's crazy. I didn't know that either.
I know there's volcanoes in the United States, but like you said, they're most of them are dormant.
Yes.
Except for like Mount St. Helens.
But if these plates keep moving, it may open up the...
trigger them off sooner or later.
Right.
I would think so.
Uh-oh, we're sitting on a hotbed. We need to get the hell out of here. We got to move to an island.
Yeah.
You know, if we stay here long enough, we'll be on an island. But...
So roughly... off the earthquake for a second, you were talking about the eclipse. That's going to roughly happen about almost
408. Say 408. Say 408.
No, I'm not saying 408.
Don't even lead me into this.
No.
Don't even lead me into this.
I was going to say 2.5 to 3 hours is when we're going to experience this. I think we're not going to get a great view from here. We're not in the so-called path, but, you know.
I think we are in the path.
We're not one of the New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, New York, Pennsylvania.
What makes them cooler than us?
Oklahoma.
Everything. No taxes. Live free or die. Stuff like that. You know? Connecticut. Come here and give us your money.
Yeah.
We'll let you stay.
Well, hey.
Pay to play here in Connecticut. It's pay to play. Stupid
You're getting
state.
Fired up on another subject here.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
Settle down, big guy.
That being said, let's go. So the solar eclipse is on 4/8. Why do people flock to see this?
I don't know.
Why?
There's a lot of... I was just reading before that at a certain spot in the world, you can see it once every 400 years, but obviously people chase these things. I would be more exhilarated, and I'm not trying to be a clown here, chasing like a tornado.
Heck yeah. Chase them real.
You see something that's like totally freaking awesome.
Let's run from an avalanche.
Yeah.
You know, let's get jacked up.
People are chasing eclipses. I'd rather chase a Jack Daniels with a Coors Light.
Bam, done.
Yeah.
We're going to do that right after the show because I got to cool down. Wait, I don't even drink. But.
love it. But yeah, these people are traveling all over the world to go see an eclipse. And I saw one personally in 1970 myself. I remember I was 7 years old. And I know I'm old. But we were outside playing whatever, baseball, probably pick up baseball game because that's what we did back then. And I remember we had to stop because it just went totally dark. And we're like, what the hell just happened? <You know? laughs> And of course, our parents were yelling, Dad, don't look up at the sun. But I mean, I think this is the one where you can actually look. Right?
Yeah. Because this, isn't that crazy? They tell you all your life not to look at the sun.
Blind.
And then people chase it. And to stare at the sun.
Oh, yeah.
How ironic is that?
It's crazy.
Why don't you just go to New Year's in New York City? Yeah. Like, that's what you're going to be doing. You're standing around with a bunch of goofballs that are chasing an eclipse.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wanted to see it. Oh, yeah. I want to see the ball fall, but I'm not going to stand there with all those idiots. Morons, you can't piss. You just got to piss on the guy next to you.
Yeah.
Forget that crap.
Get pickpocketed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe shanked.
Yeah. Because obviously you can't go to New York without any money. You won't get anywhere.
You won't get You stand in the same place. Yeah.
Then the guy's standing next to you and he's just gently trying to stick his fingers in your pocket. And you're like, why don't you just ask me to put my fly down, dude? I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. This is horse crap. Horse poo.
Oh,
P-O-O. Horse poo. But yeah, that's what's happening now. And it's crazy because, like I said, I can go on and on for days.
Yeah.
For days and days. Oh, all this stuff.
You've got a lot of stuff going on in that head.
Oh, I always do.
Yeah.
I always do. I think I don't know if what I'm about to say is true.
Okay.
But
you're going to say it, though.
I believe that bridge had, it was seared. Like it was seared beforehand. And they had everybody cleared off it.
Okay, there's no actual casualties from people being on it.
Six casualties. Well, I don't know if they're casualties, but okay. Six people went into the water, and they're all construction workers.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, what are construction workers doing on the bridge?
What? Because
Dedo says what?
They all just happen to have chop saws
with
small concrete anchors attached to them. So when everybody fell in the water, those things went straight down.
Did they have life preservers on?
I think they did, because I don't think they died.
I
didn't hear anything about them dying.
No.
I just heard about six construction workers going into the ocean, into the water.
Dedo says, what?
Yep. It just makes you want to stop and think and say, nope, this ain't right.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm? I'll make you go, hmm, every day. Yep. It's like, never mind. I'm not even getting into that one.
Well, No. Here we go.
We're going to leave that one alone for right now. It's a whole other show.
All right.
A whole other show.
You can tell me. I'm trying to look into that mind of yours right now, but I can't figure out what you're thinking of. But
It has nothing to do with this. It's where you stay on task.
Oh, okay.
We got to stay on task.
Stay focused now. Yep. I don't have Casey or Kat here to help me. Stay focused, my friend.
Yeah, Casey does it well. Kat, she just laughs at me.
She does.
She just laughs at me. Like, I'll say something, she's out there, she just starts giggling. And then it just entices me to do it more.
Oh. She antagonizes you.
No, she doesn't antagonize me, but she's like a good audience.
Got you. So you enjoy her camaraderie into your tomfoolery.
She's all right, but don't tell her I said that.
She's in the other room.
I know. She can hear me.
Hopefully she's not listening.
No. Hopefully she's actually doing work.
Oh, boy.
Instead of, you know, whatever else she does. I don't even know what she does. What does she do back there? I never know. But there we go. I'm telling you, something's afoot. Something's amiss.
Yep.
And the other thing is there's going to be another earthquake soon. And it's going to be bigger. And it's going to begin to collapse New York City.
Oh, in this area. Okay.
Yep.
That's what you believe.
And you know why?
Why is that? Why? What's that covering up?
Because everybody works from home now.
Oh.
So let's restructure the landscape.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What?
I don't say what.
Let's knock down some buildings.
Well, let's, if you figure out when this is going to happen, do you know when it's going to happen, or you're just saying it might happen?
Oh, I have no idea when it will happen.
Okay, because my kid works in New York City.
They're pretty much going to get bigger and bigger from here.
I agree with you on that.
If it moved once like this,
start, yes.
It's going to happen again.
Yes.
You don't know when.
Right.
But it will restructure the landscape of New York City.
It might not even be there.
It might not even be there. It could be another Grand Canyon. Who knows? Paul Bunyan's axe coming right through.
Oh, boy.
If I see a big blue ox, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm gone.
Like, here we go.
Just saying.
I hear you.
Mark my words. It's happening. Okay. We are coming to the end now. So this was an interesting podcast.
It was very interesting.
And we're still, this is just us honing what is about to come because there's a lot. There's a lot going on, a lot to say.
Yeah, Dedo's got a new format.
Yep. Our last one was boring. We got to spice it up a bit.
We're going to spice it up.
And the only way to spice it up is to let Dedo let loose.
Yeah.
Because don't even get me started on how I got thrown out of Disney. We'll get to that later.
Here we go. I was there to witness that. I want to make sure I am on this show for that one.
I will not talk about it with anyone else but you.
Okay.
But
that's awesome. Hey, quick note. I heard an article on Dahmer today, Jeffrey Dahmer. I know you're into serial killers.
Yes, because I want to kill everyone. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I don't really want to kill him.
No. But anyway, they said they probably could have caught that guy a lot earlier. There was a cop that, on one of the first complaints, like you said, his neighbor was complaining about the smell.
Yeah.
Cop went there, knocked on the door, asked Dahmer, can I come in and check things out? Dahmer says, sure. So cop looks in his shower and never reported what he saw.
Head and shoulders.
Yeah, you heard that.
Got that one.
Damn, he got me. All right.
Yes.
I'm done for today. That one-upped me.
Yes, 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 yes. The only thing is, you won the bracket.
Oh, hey, Husky Hoops tonight, everybody.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
No, but that's all right.
Yep.
UConn trying to repeat first team since Florida Gators.
UConn, Purdue.
Go Huskies.
Yep. I won the
first Sakatumi March Madness Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, he did. I'm still protesting it, but...
Dedo came in fourth out of...
Five. I came in fourth out of three. The bracket was so bad. It just looked like a bloodbath.
Oh,
it was all red
marks everywhere.
Damn, yeah.
But anyway. Thanks for having me here again.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
And we're going to do this again soon. So, that's it for all of us. So, as always, guys, be good.
Sockie
Doobie. Hey everybody, it's Dedo. Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to us. We can hook up, interact. You can tell us what you like about the show. Talk about what you don't like about the show. Give us information and insight. We'd appreciate it. We only want to make the show better for you guys. Also, if you get a chance, head over to SumAssembly.net. That's our sponsor, and you could really use some business. All right? As always, everybody, be good.
Sockie Doobie.